simple explanation. Says it was impressed. He turned out, looking across the waters for a time and contemplating what Spook had said. Then he pulled out the next religion in his portfolio and began to consider it. The sooner he got through them, the sooner he could, hopefully, find the truth. Allomancy, obviously, is of preservation. The rational mind will see this. For in the case of allomancy, net power is gained. It is provided by an external source, preservation's own body. 32. Elend, is that really you?
Elend turned with shock. He'd been mingling at the ball, talking with a group of men who had turned out to be distant cousins of his. The voice from behind, however, seemed far more familiar.
Teldon, Elend asked, what are you doing here?
I live here, El, Teldon said, clasping hands with Elend. Elend was dumbfounded. He hadn't seen Teldon since his house had escaped Luthadel in the days of chaos following the death of the Lord Ruler. Once this man had been one of Elend's best friends. To the side, Elend's cousins made a graceful withdrawal.
I thought you were in Bar-Mardin, Tel, Elend said.
No,
Teldon said.
That's where my house settled. But I thought that the area was too dangerous. What with the Kolos rampages? I moved inward to Fadrick's once Lord Yeoman came to power. He quickly gained a reputation for being able to provide stability.
Elend smiled. The years had changed his friend.
Teldon had once been the model of a debonair ladies' man, his hair and expensive suits intended to draw attention. It wasn't that the older Teldon had grown sloppy, but he obviously didn't take as much care to appear stylish. He'd always been a large man, tall and kind of rectangular, and the extra weight he'd gained made him look far more ordinary than he once had.
Elend, Teldon said, shaking his head. You know, for the longest time, I refused to believe that you'd really managed to seize power in Luthadel. You were there at my coronation.
I thought that they had picked you as a puppet, El, Teldon said, rubbing his wide chin.
I thought... Well, I'm sorry. I guess I just didn't have much faith in you.
Elend laughed.
You were right, my friend. I turned out to be a terrible king.
Teldon obviously wasn't sure how to reply to that.
I did get better at the job, Elend said. I just had to stumble through a few messes first.
Partygoers shuffled through the divided ballroom. Though those watching did their best to appear uninterested and aloof, Elend could tell that they were doing the noble equivalent of gawking. He glanced to the side where Vin stood in her gorgeous black dress, surrounded by a group of women. She seemed to be doing well. She took to the courtly scene far better than she liked to let herself think or admit. She was graceful, poised, and the center of attention. She was also alert. Elend could tell by the way she managed to keep her back to a wall or glass partition. She'd been burning iron or steel, watching for sudden movements of metal that might indicate an attacking coin shot. Elend began burning iron as well, and he made certain to keep burning zinc to soothe the emotions of those in the room, keeping them from feeling too angry or threatened by his intrusion. Other allomancers, Breeze or even Vin, would have had trouble soothing an entire room at once. For Elend, with his inordinate power, it barely took any attention. Teldon still stood nearby, looking troubled. Elend tried to say something to start their conversation again, but he struggled to come up with anything that wouldn't sound awkward. It had been nearly 4 years since Teldon had left Luthadel. Before that, he had been one of the friends with whom Elend had discussed political theory, planning with the idealism of youth for the day when they would lead their houses. Yet the days of youth and their idealistic theories were gone.
So, Teldon said, this is where we end up, is it?
Elland nodded.
You're not really going to attack the city, are you?
Teldon asked.
You're just here to intimidate Yeoman, right?
No, Elland said softly. I will conquer the city if I have to, Teldon.
Teldon flushed. What happened to you, Elland? Where is the man who talked about rights and legality?
The world caught up with me, Teldon, Elland said. I can't be the man I was.
So you become the Lord Ruler instead?
Elland hesitated. It felt odd to have another confront him with his own questions and arguments. Part of him felt a stab of fear. If Teldon asked these things, then Elland had been right to worry about them. Perhaps they were true. Yet a stronger impulse flared within him, an impulse nurtured by Tyndall, then refined by a year of struggling to bring order to the shattered remains of the final empire. An impulse to trust himself.
No, Teldon, Elland said firmly. I'm not the Lord Ruler. A parliamentary council rules in Luthadel, and there are others like it in every city I've brought into my empire. This is the first time that I've marched on a city with my armies out of a need to conquer rather than protect. And that is only because Yeoman himself took this city from an ally of mine.
Teldon snorted.
You set yourself up as emperor.
Because that's what the people need, Teldon, Elland said. They don't want to return to the days of the Lord Ruler, but they would rather do that than live in chaos. Yeoman's success here proves that. The people want to know that someone is watching over them. They had a god emperor for 1,000 years. Now is not the time to leave them without a leader.
You mean to tell me that you're just a figurehead?
Teldon asked, folding his arms.
Hardly, Elland said. But eventually I hope to be. We both know I'm a scholar and not a king.
Teldon frowned. He didn't believe Elland, and yet Elland found that fact didn't bother him. Something about saying those words, about confronting the skepticism, made him recognize the validity of his own confidence. Teldon didn't understand. He hadn't lived through what Elland had. The young Elland himself wouldn't have agreed with what he was now doing. A part of that youth still had a voice inside of Elland's soul, and he would never quiet it. However, it was time to stop letting it undermine him. Elland put a hand